Great to be back now with the Marblehead High School baseball coach during the baseball season, Mike Giardi. And Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's obviously good to be talking about some sports, and being outdoors is always a good thing right now, that's for sure.
Hey, you know, I mean, the weather's going to be a little dicey here this weekend, I guess, but it's been spectacular so far. And I think the first thing I want to ask you about, Mike, before we get to the nuts and bolts, is the change in attitude or the change in feeling getting rid of these masks and being able to just play baseball.
You know, it's been challenging all year. It doesn't matter what sport it's been, but for obviously for baseball, having that opportunity now to play mask-free has been huge. Everybody's been really good about it. Even when last Wednesday, Salem came in and had a game with us, and while the MIAA had given up on the mask rule, kind of taking that away, Marblehead hadn't done it yet as a town, so they came in and they were well prepared. Though I think everybody's kind of used to it and understands and respects every town and every community's decision one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But getting rid of them has just been great. Getting back to a little more normalcy, even better and better.
I know. I didn't recognize one of my friends the other day without the mask. So it's quite a change. Coach, man, what a ride Marblehead's been on. And in fact, the whole Northeastern Conference. I saw quite a game last night with Saugus and Gloucester going back and forth. But you guys had quite a game. Was it Wednesday with Peabody?
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate the last couple of games. We played Gloucester on Monday. It was a 1-0 game, and we only got one hit in that game. But, you know, we did a couple little things defensively that kept us in a good position. And we got, you know, Godot Gaskins got on and stole a couple of bases and put them in a pressure situation. That was huge because we got him to come home on a tough play at the plate. And then, yes, you know, Wednesday when we played Peabody, you know, you just try to put yourself in a position to try to win a game. And, you know, Peabody was up 4-2 going into the seventh inning. We got a guy on a hit batsman and then a fielding error that we thought was going to be a double play ball, kind of opened the door. A bunt here, a misplayed bunt, I should say. You know, a base hit. Next thing you know, the game's tie. And then a couple more, you know, tough plays out in the field. And, you know, I think Peabody started feeling pressure and made it tougher on themselves and opened a door for us. We ended up putting up 9 runs in the seventh inning to jump from, you know, down 4-2 to up 11-4 going into the bottom of the seventh. It was just a whirlwind. And, you know, looking across at Coach Betancourt over there, and you know, you can just, you feel his pain because, you know, I've been on the other end of it at times too, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, it's just hard. But our kids just battled, and it was great for them.
You know, Mike, I saw the same thing Wednesday in the Gloucester Saugus game. Gloucester had a lead. Saugus kept chipping away at it. And then there were these, I don't know what to call it, but it just wasn't smooth on defense. And Saugus took advantage in the top of the sixth to take a lead. And then Gloucester came right back in the bottom of the sixth, did the same thing. And it was a shaky defense. And have you noticed? I mean, I think you mentioned that at the beginning of the season, or some of the coaches did, with these kids transitioning from sophomore directly to senior, they don't have that defensive reps, I guess, you know, out there. So have you noticed that across the league? Is that a little bit of a problem through the first, say, quarter of the season?
I think a lot of it has to do with the feel. You know, not too many kids played last summer or got an opportunity to play as much as they wanted. They might have played a little bit of fall ball. But, you know, you look at some kids, you know, they'll play 20 high school games, and then they'll go play, you know, 40 to 50, you know, summer league / fall games.
Mm-hmm.
And that just hasn't happened. So, you know,
right,
you lose that game feel, that game experience, and that kind of, that can be tough on a lot of players. And to jump right back in, especially against varsity pitching, varsity hitting, and it's not that these kids are bigger or that kids are stronger at the varsity level, but they're bigger and stronger and faster. So it adds that pressure. A lot of the situations that teams have been in are almost always high leverage, and it adds to it. You know, you start to speed up things, and you're just not used to it yet. And that's what we're trying to get our kids ready for as we go through the season, is to get ready for those situations come tournament time, you know, and we hope that we'll be ready for it come that tournament time.
I read a column, I think it was by Matt Williams in the Salem News, about Marblehead, a feature in Marblehead, and he was talking, it looks like you got 20 to 30 varsity pitchers there that you guys are rolling out. So I exaggerate a little bit, but, you know, it looks like you've been able to navigate this pitch count okay.
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough. You know, it's trying to, you know, we worry more about today and than we do about tomorrow. We figure that, you know, we want to get guys in a rhythm and get them in a groove and get them prepared for later in the year. But having the number of arms that we have, I think is great. I don't think we have a true one. As I said before, we got guys that are like a 1B, and we got two guys in Weed and Scherf that are 1B, and even Albino Neto is probably right there too. It's not like the days when I played back with Jeff Juden and Doug Canny. I mean, they went, one went Monday, the other went Wednesday, and then the other one went back on Friday. You know, we were able to roll through with two, maybe three pitchers. For us now, we got guys that are really working in those three, and then we got a lot of guys that can pick up the slack right behind them, which is awesome. So they can go out and challenge and get after it right from the beginning, which is good for us.
Well, the league is tremendously competitive right now, and I think it's beginning to really smooth out the more games you guys have gotten. And what's up next for you guys now on Friday?
So we have Swampscott on Friday, which will be a tough one. Unfortunately, we thought it was going to be a night game, but Swampscott's lights aren't up to par just yet, so we moved it back to 4 o'clock. Then we play Monday, a 10 a.m. Memorial Day game, which will be great. We'll battle against Beverly, Johnny Cahill over there. And then Tuesday, we actually we're going to slip outside the league a little bit, and we're going to play Lynn Classical, an old NEC team.
Ah, great. That's great.
A non-league team. So it's good. You know, we just want to try to get as many games and as many opportunities for these kids to play as possible.
Fantastic. That's Marblehead High School baseball coach Mike Giardi with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.